The Burt Show.
Desperate Housewives last night. Jen, I can't believe you missed Desperate Housewives. That's like your only appointment television.
I know, but it's TiVo. So you can't tell me too much because I'm going to watch it tonight.
All right, I'll just give you what happens in the first couple of minutes of the show. Because I keyed in on one thing during the show here. There are actually a couple of pretty decent storylines. But Terry Hatcher's mom has been living with Terry Hatcher for a while now, right?
Driving her crazy, just kind of like that last Burt Show listener we were talking about.
Pretty much, same thing. Driving her absolutely nuts. Well, in the beginning of the show, the mother's ex-boyfriend shows up to the house.
Okay.
Okay? And he proposes to Terry Hatcher's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Hatcher's all relieved because she's going to get her mom out of the house and all. But here's a little bit how the proposal goes right here, okay?
Oh. Did this ring belong to Dolores?
You gave her your dead wife's ring?
It's a 3-carat diamond. I mean, she shouldn't care if it's used. Sophie, would you do me the honor of marrying me?
Sophie Bremer was still a hopeless romantic.
On one condition. Tomorrow, you trade this in for a ring of my own, and I want a bigger diamond than Dolores got.
But she was no longer naive.
All right, there are a couple of things that are so wrong about that, obviously.
Well, the fact that he was using another woman's ring, engagement ring, to give to her, you know, was wrong. I thought last night that based on their age is the reason she forgave him and just gave, you know what, just trade that in and get me a bigger diamond, where if they had been in their 20s, I think they would have broken up.
Yeah, that's the thing I want to focus in on. That's the thing I want to focus in on right there. It's the size of the ring. Does it have to be necessarily bigger than the ex? You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, yes. Because
it does?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. You know, this made me think of something that I read like last week, and I know that Jen in Entertainment Buzz keeps talking about, you know, Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck. And the thing that I read about the fact that the diamond band, he's given her a diamond band and it's worth $500,000, okay? Now, if you remember back when he proposed to J-Lo, that was a $2.5 million 6-carat ring. Now, Jennifer Garner, you know, does not have as nice of a ring on her finger as J-Lo did, but Mark Anthony, his engagement ring to J-Lo was actually a 7-carat ring, so he made sure that his engagement ring was bigger than Ben Affleck, so Jennifer Garner's kind of getting the shaft and all that. But I do think that if you were the next one, yeah, I think it has to be bigger.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask women. Like, if you're the woman getting the ring now and you know he was either engaged or married previously, would you make the demand that the ring that you get from your man is bigger than the previous ring?
Like, in a conversation before you get engaged, you tell him.
Do you?
It better be bigger? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Is that how it works? I mean, is it really that important?
I think the guy...
It should be understood,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think a guy would just know that. Like, wouldn't you want to do that as a guy?
But how would you find that out? Like, you'd go up to Jessica and you'd say, so how big was that ring that you had before?
I don't think women are secretive about that. Like, you know, like, I almost think it would come out with, yeah, and then he tried to marry. I should have known it was over when he gave me a measly 3-carat ring. Then you're like, oh, damn it.
Gotta upgrade on that one.
Shoot.
So somehow, some way, you have to make it known what the size of the ring was. So this dance has to go on. And then a guy has to, absolutely must, get a bigger ring.
Well, the thing is also, though, like in last night's example, he had already been with somebody else. So it should be understood if the guy had proposed to someone else before he's proposed to the woman he's talking to now, he knew how much that old ring, you know, how big it was. So a guy has no excuse if he's done the proposing the whole time on to get
right.
Something bigger, you know. But if she's been engaged before, there's a way to find out from friends, from mother, you know, like it doesn't have to be her.
And then how do you, I'm still a little confused on how you let him know.
Okay, you know what, Bert? Again, make a woman feel special. And if you are with this woman now and you've been with somebody else before, you make things bigger and better because you're making her feel special.
Yeah, but think about it in your own relationship. It'll make more sense. If you had proposed to Chandra and given her a big old, you know, 2-carat ring, and then when you and Stacy decided to get engaged, think about not upgrading it from that.
Yeah.
And you'd be paying for it the rest of your life.
Hey, Jamie.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah, I just got married, and my husband had previously been married, and my ring is bigger.
Now was that understood, or did you have to say something to him?
Oh, I didn't have to say anything. Mm-hmm. You know, a few years later, you're also in different financial positions as well, so it should be larger.
If that's how you want to justify it, that's
fine. Right.
That's fine exactly with us. Right.
Good morning, Lisa. You're on all the hits,
Q100. It's Liza. But I was just saying that I don't understand why women want a bigger ring. All that matters is if he loves you or not.
Oh, come on. Who are you? You do not have real breasts.
Oh, I swear. Well, actually, no, I don't have any breasts at all. My breasts are really small.
That's what I mean. You're not a real woman.
Oh, come on.
Just because
that's
I don't
ridiculous.
Want a bigger diamond doesn't make me not a woman.
That makes you more of a woman to me.
I just don't like, I don't think it's right to base your love on a material possession.
It's not right, but that's the way women operate.
Not me.
I will never have an engagement ring, but I get it, okay? And the thing is, it's about competition. It's always about competition. If you talk about superficial, this superficial, that with the engagement ring, but women are always competitive with their man's ex-girlfriends and want to make sure that she's prettier, that she, you know, like, it's just about competition. If a guy got an engagement ring, it'd be the same thing.
Well, I can understand the competition area, but I would do it on a different level. It doesn't have to be a bigger diamond. Just, you know, make sure the proposal's better.
Yeah, so long as you got the man in the end, why would it matter what size the ring is?
So that's the way I feel.
But see, she hung up. I wanted to ask her if she was married or engaged, because that's fine in theory.
Right.
But once you apply it to reality in your own relationship, things change. That's why I brought up the ex-girlfriend, the Chandra thing, because it brings it all in perspective. Like, yes, you're right. Stacey's not materialistic, and she, you know, would be absolutely in love with you anyway and married to you anyway. But had that ex-girlfriend gotten a bigger ring, forget it. All of that theory, that nice little, you know, hippie earth mother thing goes out the window.
You will never hear the words come out of my wife out of my mouth that my wife is not materialistic. I promise you that. And she would agree if she was in here.
Really?
Yes. Hey, Sydney, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Good morning, Bert. Hippie, how is everybody?
Good. How are you?
Good. You guys are just awesome.
Thank you.
We know.
I was listening and I wanted to make a comment that comparing Jennifer Garner and J-Lo, first of all, they're totally different people.
Doesn't matter.
J-Lo is really flashy and showy. Jennifer Garner is much more refined.
Doesn't matter.
And that made me think about the fact that, you know, an engagement ring really needs to reflect the woman. And so if you've got a woman who is refined and tasteful and she would prefer something probably more delicate and more attractive.
That's fine on paper. That's like, you know what I mean? That's like, it's like, what's the freaking bowl conference thing that you guys talk about every year, the BCS, where it all is supposed to come together on paper, but then somehow, like, you know, Gonzaga, whose basketball team ends up winning the football, you know, championship because of the way they put their math together.
Uh-huh.
That's the same thing. You go, oh, she's a different type of woman. She wouldn't want to be that showy. But the bottom line is that Jennifer Lopez still trumped her ring by $2 million. And everyone knows that. So in the back of her mind.
You think she's holding on to that?
I think it's in the back of her mind that J-Lo was good enough for a $2 million ring, a house in Savannah, all this other stuff. And Jay Garn has got herself, you know.
I guarantee.
Like percentage-wise, it's 20%. If you had bought Chandra a $10,000 ring and then Stacey a $2,000 ring.
I guarantee before this is over with, because Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck have been trying to keep their relationship subtle, that this love band, this diamond $500,000 love band is going to be accentuated with a fine rock before this is over with.
I think so, too.
More expensive than J-Lo's.
Absolutely.
I think it can be understated. Like, I don't think, because the one that he got for J-Lo was like that pink, humongous one stone rock that was like really, you know, like the last caller said, like flashier or whatever, like just more, you know, just more showy. And maybe Jennifer Garner's personality is to have something a little bit more subdued. As long as he spends more money,
right.
I think the style can be different. It could be a fat band and it could be flat. Like maybe there wouldn't even be a solitaire on there. And maybe it was just, you know, maybe a different designer that's more expensive. I think it could be a different style, more subdued style, but still's got to cost more.
He should just give her an old Tic Tac box filled with loose stones. go, look, here's $3 million worth of diamonds.
Even that doesn't do it.
You're more important to me than J-Lo, so here you go.
Hey, Michelle, you're on all the hits, Q100, or not.
You can just shake out what you want.
Sorry. But even then, that would, you didn't think plan ahead enough to put those actually in a ring for me? You're making me do it? It's all on me? What are you talking about? You don't love me? You love J-Lo? See, it'd be a problem.
Good morning, Kelly. You'd be the last call. Go ahead.
Okay, I am divorced. And currently in a relationship with a man who's also divorced. And my ex-husband had been previously married. And mm-hmm. when he gave me a ring, I never once thought about it. And now I think about getting engaged again. And I think to myself, oh, my God, if he ever proposes, the Burt Show is going to be in my head the day that he does it.
That's where we want to be.
What did you do with your old engagement ring? I'm curious.
It's still sitting in a box in the drawer.
So now how are you going to tell him what size that ring was so he knows?
To tell you the truth, I had never even thought about it. Even when my ex-husband, who had been previously married, proposed, I never thought about his ex-wife's ring, ever. And now, all of a sudden, now, for the rest of my life, I'm going to be like, it's got to be bigger.
Turning healthy women unhealthy.
That's right. Yeah,
you're welcome.
That's what we're all about.
Glad to help.
Thank us later. Bye, Kelly.
Bye.
The Burt Show.